Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. My people, it is really indeed very sad development. For those of us that had our hearts broken yesterday with the Nigeria versus Ghana match, well, all the best. But that is not why I'm here this hour, at this early hours. I'm here to talk about the latest incident of a terrorist attack on the Nigerian railway, is it the Abuja Kaduna railway line, that was bombed on the 28th. Yes, there were over 300 passengers on that border train. And there was a reports coming out that they used explosive device and then they were under attack for hours before they were eventually rescued by the members of the Nigerian army. Kudos to the Nigerian army for being able to repel the attack. It was a good job. However, I wish they came early and the response was faster. Perhaps we would not have lost the lives. Unfortunate lives of Nigerians were cut short, and many that were injured, and some still missing. You know, I think I made a podcast on the state of insecurity in Nigeria, and there were a lot of incidents of Boko Haram terrorist attack and everything. It died down for a little while, but it picked up again. And this attack on Nigerian railway line is coming shortly after a press release by the government saying that the state of insecurity has reduced. It's terrifying. I remember when I was a little girl, I was about 5. I went with my mom and my little brother. We traveled on the train from Lagos to Zaria, Kaduna. It was my first long distance train ride in Nigeria, and the memories I had of that journey since entrenched my brains. I have never been so happy. That journey was magical, you know. And now it's making that place a nightmare for people. At the same time, we were getting news that the roads were blocked off by kidnappers. And then there was news that the airport was under attack. I mean, come on, this is the period where we need our president to actually leave the comfort of Aso Rock, and he's a retired army general, and get himself deeply involved in what in the state of insecurity happening in this country. If that is the only thing we even gain, you know, there's a lot of hardship now, cost of living, food stuff and everything, but insecurity, it's just a man, one of the victims of this attack, said that during the attack he felt his soul leave his body. I can just imagine the trauma that these people will be passing through, the aftershock, the post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, I'm in a country where I don't know what is being put in place to cater for the mental health of those who were, though not physically injured, but mentally scarred. You know, and now I'm going to quote a presidential aspirant. He posted something recently on his Instagram page. He said he visited Sheikh Gumi in Kaduna some weeks ago, and then he said he would receive a lot of criticism, but that he understands that no one can tackle the problem of Nigeria unless one understands this. That the time he spends in Kaduna gave him some useful insight to the menace that's ravaging some parts of the northern Nigeria. You see, unfortunately, we live in a country where everything is political. A president cannot just cocoon himself inside Aso Rock. He must go all out to reach out to the principal actors in every part of Nigeria. Then there was even a report by someone online saying that he was asking a retired army general, why haven't the army taken the fight to these terrorists? And he said the response he got was that it's because it's political and it's because it has religious undertone. We have to do away with this. Kaduna is a kind of a melting pot from people from the north, from the east, from the west, from the south. And it's a very cosmopolitan city. But if it is made like a no man's land and reduced to the state of is it Afghanistan or what is going on in Kiev or the rest now, it's not going to augur well for all the other cities. Our brothers and sisters in the north deserve the peace and prosperity and the tranquility we are enjoying over here in the south south. The same way our brothers in the southeast that have been economically handicapped with the attacks of the so-called Biafran Mossop fighters, forcing schools to shut down, forcing businesses to shut down. We need to value every single life lost in Nigeria. And I want to use this opportunity to really pray for the souls that we lost. Dr. Chinelo that came up to express what she was going through on Twitter. And unfortunately, this young lady died. After all the years, after all the effort Nigeria has put in to produce a medical doctor, we lost her in the hands of terrorists that wasted her life. We ask that God rest their soul and on the souls of all the faithful departed, and God should give fortitude to the families who bear the loss. And it is time for us to value the lives of every single Nigerian, rich, poor, Muslim, Christians, whatever religion undertones, wherever the person comes from. It is not just enough to drive political opponents into prisons or out of the country, or shut them down. But it is even more important for the things that government is saying they are doing to be seen by every single Nigerian that it is actually being done. We don't want to be as if we are living in an alternative universe where we are told that everything is uhuru. Meanwhile, we are going through a form of hell. We are going through a form of hell in reality. We want whatever government effort to translate into reality for every single citizen. And we want proactive, not reactive actions to take place now in tackling this insecurity once and for all. It's getting more and more worrisome. Nigeria will be good, will be great again. I believe this sincerely. Until I come again with another interesting episode, I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine, and I say, stay safe, stay well. God bless you. Bye.